There's the pitter-patter of rain on my flat kitchen roof. And I'm pretty much dry now. My clothes are definitely not dry. My t-shirt's still saturated, despite having a waterproof on when I just went out for a run. But as you know, you get hot when you're running, so you undo a little bit. And the waterproof just became a huge scoop for the rain. But it was nice. It kind of channeled it through and down my very hot body in the temperature sense, and I had a really fun run. I was coincidentally, and I say that coincidentally now, and I'll explain why in a moment. I was thinking as I was running through a few puddles, and then I ran through some grass, which is always great to clean off your trainers, and then I found myself running through a wood, and the mud was ever so slightly tacky when the rain was coming through the trees, and then you'd hit these dry spots. And I was just thinking about all the different types of terrain. And I got back, and as I'm thawing out, having a bowl of fruit, I'm trying to finish the book, Running Free. I say trying to finish it. I'm kind of reading it quickly because I don't want to take it on a plane. I'm going to take a Kindle when I go away later on this week. So I'm really enjoying this book by Richard Asquith called Running Free. And I just started reading a section for today, and it's talking about mud and how we used to have many, many more words for mud. And it makes sense to me when you hear about certain tribes and peoples around the world having X amount of words for snow, slurry, sleet, etc. He's managed to track down about 100 or so. A few of his favourites are from his own county, Northamptonshire. And I'm going to run through a couple here. So he says, my favourites include clag, mud entangled in sheep's wool, which is interesting, actually, because I remember as a kid we used to call them clag nuts when it was actually mud or poo. Winnets, I think. I can't remember if we made up the term winnets, but that was also something not so muddy, but more pooey. So when I was running under the trees and I felt that kind of sticky dirt, that's called clart. I'll read directly from his book now. Drownings, boggy fens, galls, wet and moist patches of land, gubber, G-U-B-B-E-R, black mud of rotting organic matter, plash, a giant puddle, quag, a bog or swamp. Now, I know the word quagmire, so I guess it was related to that. Rile, liquid made muddy with disturbed sediment. I love that. Sadland. This is one of my favourites. Sadland. Oh, I'll be over there, just past the Sadland. Earth, saturated with water. Slab, wet or slimy matter, ooze or sludge. Slamp, wet, boggy earth. Slather, thin mud. Oh yes, a slather of mud. Slumgullion, mud in a mining sluice. Sleach, mud deposited by a river. Oh, I thought that was, moraine is something glacial, isn't it? Slub, soft, thick, sludgy mud. Slurry, which I do use occasionally. Mud saturated with so much water that it cannot drain. Smeary, wet, sticky surface mud. Stabble, mud made by footprints. Oh, that's a brilliant word. Stodge, thick, tenacious mud. Yes, I've cooked some things that could be closely related to a stodge. Stug, S-T-U-G, watery mud. Sullage, filth drained off from a farmyard. Swank, a bog. Wallow, the filth in which swine wallow. Ah. Warp, a mixture of fine sand and mud left on a meadow after flooding. Wow. And wichert, W-I-C-H-E-R-T, chalky mud. It goes on, and I love the fact we've got all these words that are kind of lying there, mostly unused, but waiting to be rediscovered. What a wonderful bit of extra colour we can add to our language. And I think that as I'm too lazy to learn many other languages, I might focus on honing my own and start using words like slumgullion, should I ever be near a mine, or what was my other favourite? Oh, there's too many. Sadland, Earth Saturated with Water. Sadland, good name for a book. Not that I'd write a book about Earth Saturated with Water. Right, that's your educational audio recording for the day. Please try and use more words for the term mud. Mud is so deliciously varied as we come across it in our daily lives. Or should we? Maybe these words have died out because we don't come across it as much living in our paved lands. But should you live in the countryside, please take ownership of a new word, especially when it comes to explaining mud. And let's try and bring them back to life.